الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. ما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: كل نفس ذائقة الموت ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, we had been discussing last week in the event of getting the news of somebody that passes away, what should we do? What should be our reaction? We had mentioned 6 points last week. We just go over them so that they become part of our habits. We had mentioned the first thing we do is we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Alhamdulillah, that is common. Any musibat, any afat, any takleef that comes to us, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, meaning we belong to Allah and to Him is our return. Inna lillahi, inna we. Lillah belong to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and to us is His return. Otherwise, this brother has returned to Allah. We are all going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are already conscientizing ourselves about our death when we hear of somebody passing away. Second thing is, we make dua for the deceased, because now he's no more living. He cannot make dua for himself or anyone else. We make dua for him. Allah Ta'ala make his maghfirah, raise his status, give him jannatul firdaus. He's gone from the dunya. He's muhtaj now of our dua. When we will pass away, we will become muhtaj of other people's duas. Third thing we mentioned was to make dua for his family. Because if you remember, when somebody passes away, he's a male, he's a son of somebody, sometimes a brother of somebody, he's the husband of somebody, he leaves behind a widow, he leaves behind children, he leaves behind sometimes yatim children. So they feel it most. We go to the Qabristan sometime thereafter, we come for namaz, Qabristan, and we forget about it. The next day brings a new day to us. But the sorrow, the grief, the burden, it remains with the family sometime for years to come. So we make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives them sabri jameel. That's why it's sunnah to make taziyat also. We couldn't make it to the funeral of somebody, we went for taziyat. We told them, Allah Ta'ala give you all sabr, etc. We make dua for sabr for them. Tomorrow we will be in the same position. Our fathers, brothers, somebody will pass away. We will need the taziyat ourselves. That was the third thing. The fourth thing to do was to make dua for ourselves. We are not immune from this. We are all on our way towards the qabr. One day one person said, saw the people, you know, nowadays you get this overhead bridges and train is going this way, the plane is going that way, overhead bridge is going this way. Thought to himself, where are all these people going? Then it struck him, he says, they're all going to the qabr. They're all going in different directions, but they're all going to the qabr. In other words, they're all going towards their death. We cannot stop the vehicle of time that is carrying us. We can be going east, west, north, south, in the plane, in the submarine, in the train. We're all going towards our qabr. All these breaths are leaving us. Tick, tick, tick. The watch is telling us, all the breaths that we're taking us close to the qabr. Some people say, well, no, that man is on his way out. Somebody is terminally ill, man is on his way out. I say, bye. All of us are on our way out. From the day we came, we're on our way out. Nobody is on his way in. Everybody is going out. We don't know when, how. Somebody slipped, fell, got a shock, fell down. Somebody slipped and got hurt. And funny story, somebody said the other day, young person, in 36 years old, or somebody was walking or something, he slipped, got hurt, somewhere on his body, and got a brain hemorrhage, and he passed away. So Allah Pak, take us with iman. Passing away is something sure. So these are all news they are giving us. These people are passing away, they're giving us a silent message. I am gone, you make tayari. I am gone, you make tayari. So this was the fourth thing to do. The first thing to do is at least bless them with one Quran Sharif. In one Quran Sharif, you start walking from where I was sitting and come here, you can read one Quran Sharif. 3 times, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Sometimes Iqamat starts, before it finishes, you can finish one Quran Sharif, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, 3 times. And something that I had a slight doubt about, but I will quote it today because I had a slight doubt about it. I was 99.9% sure, but then I asked through Mufti Sahib also, and I got the same news. See, there are two opinions as far as Isa alayhi salam is concerned. Some of our elders used to say that it is shared. I read 3 times Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and I send the salam to this Bayi, to Farooq Bayi, and to this Dr. Saab, then it is shared amongst them. That's one opinion. This is the opinion of Allama Gangoi Rahmatullahi. He was a great faqih and jurist also in our Hanafi Mazhab, in our daira of Ulama Deoband. And one is the opinion of Haji Imdadullah, who was a sheikh of people like Muhammad Thanvi Rahmatullah. His opinion was, it is given fully to everyone. He'll get the full sawab, he'll get the full sawab, and he'll get the full sawab. And it was his habit, it was the habit of Haji Imdadullah. Listen to this carefully. Some of you, inshallah, must be having it in your amal, some of you may not having it in your amal. He used to make isari sawab, listen carefully, from the people from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the last person will come on the face of the earth. He used to make niyat for all of them. Now imagine how many billions of people should make niyat for all of them. And according to his aqidah, every person should get the full sawab. So if we are making only isari sawab for one person or two persons, how much we are depriving ourselves? How much we are depriving ourselves. From Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the last person to come on the face of the earth, that's a mu'min and pass away upon iman, this isari sahab of this 3 kul, 10 kul, 15 kul, 1 Quran, is for all of them. And his belief was, everyone will get the full sawab. Give the example of the fan. Now I put the fan up here for Dr. Saab. So what happens? That cool air goes to him also, Nasir by two, to Farak by. I made intention for him, but they also get it. And if I make intention for all of you, I'm doing it for him primarily. Everybody gets. Comes in a hadith, the person reads 10 times, Kulu Allahu Ahad, is like one manzil and one palace in paradise. Imagine if a person reads it and makes dua, isari sawab for all those that passed away, all those that are present, all those that will come to the day of judgment. How many millions of people he has made intention, and how many millions of people will benefit? Even if it is divided, you will ask me, Mawana, what portion did this person get? If there are 50 million, 100 million people, a billion people, what portion will that person get? Allah Pak knows best. Even if it is divided, we have benefited every person that came onto the face of earth with iman and passed away with iman, that is living now, and it will pass away also. That's why I must remember, like we make isari sawab for the deceased people, isari sawab can be made for people that are living as well. So we make isari sawab for this person, and we can make intention for other people as well. When we pass the graveyard, I feel like telling the driver, you know, we're passing our home, let's bless the people here also. Otherwise, let's read a couple of times, Kulu Allahu Ahad, for the people here. Tomorrow we'll be there. We'll be waiting for someone to read Kulu Allahu Ahad. As the Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali writes in his Fazail al-Durud, there was some buzruk that has... See, our akidah is that we sit here and make isari sawab, or we go to the Qabristan, we get the same sawab. The same sawab the deceased will get. The difference is this, that the deceased will perceive the presence of that person when he goes to the Qabristan. How? We will only know when you get there. How you can perceive the presence of that person when he is there before your Qabr. But the sawab, as far as the sawab is concerned, you get equal reward. Equal reward. So Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi writes that in the Fazail al-Durud, there was one buzruk that was passing in Qabristan, and he made isari sahab of some durood, I think, durood sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he blessed those people of the Qabristan. So all the people in the Qabristan were forgiven. All the people were forgiven. So there was one person who lost his mother, and he had read this kissa, and he thought to himself, how nice, if I take the buzrugani deen to my qabr, my mother's grave. Though he knows the masla, the buzrug can be sitting in the masjid thousands of miles away. This is the beauty of our deen, that we are not cut off from the deceased. We may be thousands of miles away, but we're making isari sawab, the sawab reaches them. So, sawab reaches them. Just 2 days ago, one of our students here was giving the bayan, and he mentioned that a person saw in his dream, he was sleeping in the Qabristan. He said, we just heard that he dreamt. There were some people there, they were caught out from the covers, and they were collecting some pearls. And there was one person who was just seated. So, he became anxious and asked this person, what is happening? There's no, all these people are deceased people. They passed away. Somebody is sending durood, somebody is making sadaqah, somebody is doing nafil namaz. Some, any ibadah that we make, we can send the sawab to the deceased. So they are sending for them all this, and these people are gathering all that. But he says, what about yourself? He says, no, I have one son that I left in the dunya. Every day he recites one Quran Sharif for me. He recites one Quran Sharif and makes niyat this for my father. So, alhamdulillah, I am contented with that Quran that comes to me. He say, saw a similar dream, and this time he saw this person is also gathering, going around gathering the things. So I asked him, now what happened? He says, no, the son of mine passed away. At that time he had gone, he says, where is your son? He's working in a certain, I think it was a mithai shop, he's working there. So So he says he went to investigate. And he saw a person, a youngster, lips are moving and he's busy there. He asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm reciting Quran for my father that passed away. There you saw the dream, there you saw the son reciting the Quran. After a while, when he found this person also going around gathering things, so he said, what happened? He said, no, my son passed away. So he went to the shop and he asked those people. These people said, yes, this youngster passed away a few days ago. He said, that's why I'm also going around now gathering. So when we make Isar al-Sawab, it reaches the people. It reaches the people in the Akhirat. Reaches them. So that was the fifth thing to do. The sixth thing we mentioned, that whenever we remember that person who has passed away, sometimes we take his name, you know, so and so. He used to go out on Allah's path, he was here. He used to come, he used to park his car here, he used to do this. Think of him sometime after 5 years, sometime after 10 years, make dua for that person. You don't know when next we'll think of that person. Like us, when we go, you don't know how long the people will think of us. So these were the chain number that we mentioned last week about the people that when we get the news, if somebody passes away in this manner, we'll be benefiting ourselves, benefiting the deceased, benefiting the family of the deceased as well. And we'll be at least, it'll be jolting us from what we are doing and saying, you may be next. So do some tayari. Today we have promised to mention those seven proven prescriptions that Hazrat Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah mentioned, that the person who carries them out will pass away from this world with iman. This should be the worry of every mu'min. How we will leave this dunya? We will leave in the state of iman, or we will leave without the state of iman? There were cases where people to frequent the masjid, carry out good actions, but they left without iman. And there were cases where people were far away from deen, and they left in a state of iman, where they read the kalima and passed away. Reminds me of one person who was known as a gangster from Transvaal. And the person that was with him for Hajj told me, Mona, I was with this person in Hajj. This morning, Ismail Mehter from Berlin. Mona, I was with him in Hajj. We were in Arafat, and we were in our Ihram, and this person was declared dead on the bus that he passed away. So they lifted him up, they put him on the stretcher, and he says, my eyes witnessed this. He got up from the stretcher, he read the kalima, I think, a few times, or he said the labbaik a few times, took a few steps, then collapsed and passed away. There was one of our friends here, he used to be a gangster in his days. He used to remind us about an old joke. He says, you know, in those days, people used to be drinking. You know? When the samosas used to come, he said, hey, I haram, che, watch out, don't eat that samosa, it's haram. And they used to be drinking liquor. This was a jahalat. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave hidayat. He used to sit and make dua from Asr till Maghrib time. I haven't seen anybody in my companions that sit from Asr namaz time right up to Maghrib namaz time and is sitting in dua. In the same position and is making dua. Sometimes I used to think, what is he asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? Everything we have to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From Asr time till Maghrib time is making dua. Continuously. So his life changed. His children told me when he passed away, said my father was, he passed away, so we put him on the, I think on the bed or stretcher or something, and we took him outside. He said, no, he sat up again, read the kalima, and then he went. So Allah Pak, take us like that, we read the kalima, and then we go away. And we hear of it even nowadays, mashallah. So many people, they read the kalima loudly. Sometimes they say, bear witness. There was one of our ustads that passed away, the person who was sitting by him told us, that Mawana, when he passed away, he was a very, very pious person. Mawana Fazal Muhammad Sahab, very pious person from Swat. He says, he called his son and he told him, all the amanats that he has, all the things that he has to do. And then he told him, I never heard the story from anyone else. He said, now you bear witness. My ruh is coming out. My ruh is coming out. It's leaving my legs, my feet is by my knees. Now it's coming here, now it's coming up to my chest and here. Then he read the kalima and his ruh came out. He could actually perceive his ruh is coming out. Mawlana bin Noor Rahmatullah Ali, I think when he passed away, when they were giving medication, I think he said, nay. Ab iski zarurat nahi rahi, I think, and he made salam. Whether he made salam to the people around him, or whether he made salam to the farishta that had come, Allah Pak knows best. But they perceive now that now it's the time for me to leave. And so many ordinary people that look ordinary, but they have that status of iman in their heart, Allah Ta'ala grants them this also. So we should also make dua to Allah Pak. Oh Allah, give us death upon shahadat, give us death with complete iman, give us death till you are completely happy and happy with us, you come and reside with us, and we are pleased to meet you, and you are pleased to meet us. So that is the message that the deceased gives us. Hazrat Rahmatullah had mentioned seven prescriptions in one of his kitabs. There are seven prescriptions, proven prescriptions from the Hadith, Quran and Hadith, to pass away upon iman. And one of them, they are very simple. It can be said in 2-3 words also, and can be said in 1 hour also. One is the dua after azan. Azan is a very important call towards salat. It's from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in some riwayats we understand, if you listen to the azan attentively, carefully, and you reply to the words of salam from the heart, then you will enter into paradise. Some riwayats we understand, it is the means of your forgiveness. Our Shaykh rahmatullah has written one kisah, that one lady was passing away in one place. And she was saying something in Arabic. So they called the Imam Sahib of the area, to ask him, what she's saying? So she says, she is saying me, telling me, that these two people are telling me to enter into paradise. They are telling me, when they came and listened, they asked her, or they listened to this angel, whatever it was, that what she's saying? She says, no, these two people are telling me to enter into paradise. So he asked the people of the house, that was there any special amal that she should carry out, any extraordinary amal that she should carry out? Started thinking and pondering and said, no, there wasn't anything extra special about her. Only thing is that at the time of azan, she should make everybody keep quiet. Shh, azan is taking place. Keep quiet. Listen to the azan. And this, if you think carefully, even your grandmothers and mothers used to do this. Azan is a bit of, shh, azan tai. Chup rahi jao. Should put on their scarves, azan tai. Respect to the azan. She said, this is what she should do. She said, yeah, I think in the badla of this, Allah Pak is giving her glad tidings to enter into paradise. So azan is such an important thing. Here sometimes azan starts and ends, we are busy talking, not even away, not even answering. So in the adab, when azan takes place, you should keep quiet, reply to the azan, and thereafter read Durood Sharif. Come, summa sallu alayh. Read Durood Sharif upon me, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Our Shaykh used to say, whenever you hear Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, don't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us to read Durood after that. After that. So he says, we read Durood thereafter, and then read the dua after azan. Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'imah. Ati Muhammadan al-wasilata wal-fadila wa ba'atu maqaban mahmul al-ju'atta. Innaka la tukhlifu al-mi'ad. Now just stop and ponder for a moment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be given all this. The darajat al-rafi'a wal-fadila, maqam al-mahmud. He will be guaranteed to get that. That's specifically for him. But it's the fadl of Allah and the karam of Rasulullah that he has included us also to ask for that. To ask for that. Rasulullah is going to be given that, whether we ask for it or not. So by we asking for it, what will happen? Rasulullah says, تَحِلُّ لَهُ شِفَاعَتِ. I will intercede for the part of that person that reads this dua. Imagine for us reading it, Rasulullah will still get the maqam. By not reading it, we still get the maqam. But by reading it, we will get the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just for reading this dua. Simple tariqah, simple way. You say, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi, great muhaddith is to say, وَفِي إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ حُسْنِ الْخَاتِمَةِ. There is an indication in this that you will pass away upon iman. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercession will only be for those people that are mu'minin. That special intercession. One will be a general intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment, where accountability won't start. And everybody will be parishan. They'll be perplexed in worry and grief, etc. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go into sajda. He'll praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with words that will be inspired with only then. Allah ta'ala will tell him, Ilfa ra'asak, sal tu'ti ishfa tu shaffa. Lift up your head, barak head, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sal tu'ta, ask and you will be given. Ishfa tu shaffa. Intercede and your intercession will be accepted. That will be the big intercession, Sifatul Kubra, where accountability will start. Then there will be a special intercession for the mu'mineen and for the believers. So he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for you if you read this dua. So if you make sure that this dua is taught, that learned by us and taught to our wives, our children, our family, etc. A very, very simple prescription to get to pass away upon iman and get the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the first. Our Shaykh mentioned in a different tartib, I mentioned this tartib, so it becomes easy, especially for the musallis. When you hear the azan, that's the first thing to do. The second thing we do when we listen to the azan is make tayari, preparations for namaz. And for that we make wuzu. So it comes, firstly, the miswak we use, it is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this sunnah has got so much virtue that the namaz reward is multiplied 70 times. Siwakun bil salatun bil siwake. 70 darajatan, 70 darja, 70 stages more than that namaz that is read without miswak. We get the barakah of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is written in the kitab of fiqh, وَإِنَّ مِنْ مَنَافِعِهِ تَذْكِيرُ الشَّهَادَةِ عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ. One of the benefits of miswak, it will remind you about the kalima shahadat at the time of maut. When maut comes, it will be the barakah of this is what? That will remind you to read the kalima shahadat. And a person reads the kalima shahadat and before he passes away upon iman. So this is the second prescription. The third prescription that is mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. O Allah, do not swerve our hearts, turn away our hearts. Ba'da is hadaytana, after you have given us guidance, after you have shown us the right path, after you have shown us the sirati mustaqim, after you have shown us the path of hidayat, don't turn our hearts away from hidayat. Keep them on hidayat. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da is hadaytana, wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah. And give us rahmat from your side. What is meant by rahmat here? Rahmat means mercy. What is meant by mercy here? Al-istiqamatu ala deen. To remain on deen all the time. Al-istiqama, to remain upon deen, not to turn away from deen. Ba'da is hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah, innaka antal wahhab. O Allah, keep us steadfast upon deen. And verily, you are the one that bestows greatly. It's mentioned that a person that reads this dua, inshallah, after every namaz, Allah Ta'ala will take him upon iman. Because Allah Ta'ala has showed us this dua. People like Anwar Shah Kashmir, after they have mentioned, read this dua always after salat, inshallah you will be taken away from this dunya with iman. So this is the third prescription to make dua. Allah Ta'ala doesn't turn our hearts away, keeps us upon hidayah till our last day. The fourth thing our Hazrat Rahmatullah mentions is to read Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Astaghis. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, O the one that is ever living, the one that puts everything into existence and makes everything alive and keeps everything in existence. Rahmatika astaghis, I beg of your mercy. I beg of your mercy. And what is meant by mercy here also, al-istiqamatu ala deen. That you remain all the time and steadfast upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this will come into our dua. One was the azan, then was the wuzu, then is our dua. Two numbers came in the dua. The third number in the dua is to express gratitude for the iman that Allah has given us. One is to express gratitude to everything, for every ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, for the health, wealth, security, prosperity. There are some ni'mats that we don't even realize they are ni'mats. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a person gets up in the morning, the khulasa of the hadith is this, if he gets up in the morning and there are three things that he has, then it is as if he has been given the dunya in its entirety. It is as if the entire dunya is brought together and given to this person. And what are those three things? Man asbaha aminan fi silbihi. The person who wakes up and is safe and sound regarding himself, his wealth, his family, his house, his belongings. He's safe and sound as far as his health is concerned, his wealth is concerned, his family is concerned, his car is concerned, his property is concerned, his house is concerned. Safe and sound. There's no danger. Like this morning when we got up, alhamdulillah, there was no break-ins. The wife was also there sound. The car was not gone. There was no hijacking, nothing, alhamdulillah. First ni'mat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever has been given these three ni'mats, then it is as if he's been given the entire dunya. He's been given the dunya in its entirety. This is the first ni'mat. The second ni'mat that is given, mu'afan fi jasadihi. He's sound in his body. The trillions of cells that we have in the body, all functioning properly. His brain, his eyes, his ears, his breathing, his nerves, everything is in order. He can walk, he can talk, he can move. Mu'afan fi jasadihi is completely sound in his body. And when one part of the body goes, as those people that got sugar diabetes, till today they're battling the insulin. Sometimes it's too much, sometimes it's too little. As those people whose kidneys are not working, dialysis machine. As those people whose livers are not working, ask him. One person told me, I'll repeat this again because this is thing that we don't regard as ni'mat. He told me, Mona, I met him this week also and I repeated that. He was very happy. He said, you remember? I say, I remember it because it's so strange. It make for me three special du'as. You know, when somebody tells you to make three special du'as for me, then you must be thinking it must be something really extraordinary that he wants. Huh? Sometimes the man says, a property I one day in the middle of town, I can't get, make du'a, I get it. You know, my son is trying to, you know, graduate, he hasn't graduated. You know what was the three du'as? Make du'a to Allah Ta'ala that I can make istinja myself. and make istinja myself. Now imagine for a moment, I can't make my own istinja. Somebody has to do it for me, my wife, my son, somebody. How embarrassing it will be for me. How will I feel about it? That I make my own istinja. One. Number two, make dua. I can have a bath. I can have a bath on my own. Number two. And number three, I said, I forgot number three. I knew, I don't know how many meters it was. He had oxygen here in his nose. I said, I'm not sure it was 100 meters. No, I said 10 meters. Make dua, I can walk 10 meters without this oxygen. I said, now make dua, I can walk 20 meters without this oxygen. And we're walking whole day and night without oxygen. We are bathing day and night, in the morning, sometime in the evening when it's hot. We are going to istinja, making istinja so many times on our own. How many of us did realize, Ya Allah, these are your ni'mat that you have granted me? That's why, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. I try to count, enumerate the ni'mat, you can't count them. Because you can't imagine what are the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't think. So that was the second ni'mat. The third ni'mat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions is this, مُعَافًا فِي جَسَدِي وَعِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ. And he has the provisions for the day. Yes, the provision for the day. Otherwise, you have the food for the day. That you require for the day, you have it. Not for the month, not for the years, like us. You go to the fridge, you go to the pantry, you go there, you see the provision that we have, you see the bank balance, the provision we have, like they say, this person will, seven generations will live and eat from what he is earning. So much provisions we have. How much thanks we expect to Allah. So Rasulullah SAW says, the person that has the provision for the day, has these three things, it's like he's given the whole dunya and all his ni'mat. Why? Think about it. One of them is missing. If one of them is missing, how life will become? How difficult life will become? For example, there's no security. Our brothers and sisters in countries like Syria, Palestine, etc., what happens? Bombs are falling in the day, bombs are falling in the night. No security, no safety. You don't know when you get up in the morning, your house and children and your wife will be there or they won't be there. Those people that are sick, when I ask those people that are sick in the hospitals, nothing is good for them. They don't like anything. Just make dua and get shifa. Biwi bhi achhi nahi lagti, ghar bhi achha nahi lagta, gari bhi achhi nahi lagti, dost bhi achhi nahi lagte. You don't like anything. You're so miserable when you're not well and you don't have that health. So mu'afan fi jasadi, you are well. You can have all the wealth in the world, but you don't have health. What do you have? Nothing. Nothing you have. Person, Muhammad, you should talk about Henry Ford. I think he had all the wealth, but he couldn't eat. He said, I'm prepared to give half my wealth to that person that can guarantee me one good meal. One good meal. So many people you get by, the doctor said there's nothing they can do for him. He goes back home. All the wealth is there. They can't do anything for him. He's got no health. So if you've got no health, what a big problem it is in our life. And thirdly, if you've got no provisions. Imagine we haven't got food for the day. We haven't tasted the pangs of hunger. As people walking, I remember, especially in Ethiopia, I used to go, very, very poor people. You go into the hotel, they're knocking the bus like that. Please, give us something. We're hungry. We've got no food. Imagine if we have no food for 1 day or 2 days or 3 days. What a big calamity. We've got all the money, but no food. We've got all the health, but no food. We've got all the security and safety, but no food. So these are three great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'mat that He has given us. But specifically, ni'mat of iman. Allah ta'ala has given us iman, has made us mu'mineen, the followers of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, the greatest of ni'mat that Allah has given us is iman. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this iman. One of our ustad used to mention, you must at least read 2 rakat salatu shukr for this iman that Allah Pak has given us. And it is the law of Allah, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, those who know Arabic, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Lam for emphasis. لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ noon for emphasis. لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. I will definitely increase that ni'mat. Whatever ni'mat you are grateful for. If you are grateful for iman, inshallah Allah Ta'ala will increase that iman. What's the number over here? Which number are we by? Oh gee, what number are we by? The audience must be half asleep or fully asleep or awake. What number we are? Number 5. Number 1 was? I don't want to ask the elderly folk. The people with black beards must speak. Azan. Dua after Azan. Number 2 was the Miswak. read the miswak. Number three was the namaz. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Number four, ya hayyu ya qayyum, rahmatuka astaghis. Number five, make shukr, especially for iman. Especially for iman. Ya Allah, you have given us iman. Number six, to safeguard the eyesight. The person safeguards his eyesight from those things that are not permissible. Woman, boy, that's got attraction in him. Something that attracts you, woman that's not your wife, etc. Safeguard his eyesight. Allah says, Hadith Qudsi, that these eyes are the poisonous arrows of shaitan. Poisonous arrows of shaitan. And فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا مَخَافَتِي, whomsoever leaves out that evil glance, that glance with passion, even without passion, look towards women is not permissible. Because they are places, مَوْدِعُ الْشَهْوَةِ. That's why to look at them without passion also is not permissible. Why? That will create passion. They are places of passion. So a person who safeguards his eyesight from such places, then Allah Ta'ala says, أَبْدَلْتُ إِمَانُهُ حَلَاوَةً يَجِدُهُ أَبْدَلْتُ إِمَانُهُ حَلَاوَةً يَجِدُهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. I will exchange that safeguarding his look from evil, moving it away, I'll give him the sweetness of iman that he will find and perceive in his heart. And Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah says, once the sweetness of iman enters the heart, it doesn't leave the heart. So another way of getting the sweetness of iman, that is to safeguard the eyesight. Accidental gaze, person moves his gaze away. There's three ways of saving the gaze. One is to move your gaze away, lower your gaze, like the Quran says, يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Second one is to turn your gaze away. The Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did to his cousin Fadl bin Abbas. He was sitting, it was the occasion of Hajj, and one woman came and asked him, Masta Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Fadl bin Abbas radiallahu anhu's eyes fell accidentally on that woman. It comes in Hadith Hasna, she was a beautiful woman. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alaihi says, we cannot imagine that glance of Hazrat Fadl was a glance of shahwat and of passion. Why? He's in Ihram, sitting right behind Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it's the Moqa, the places of Hajj, it was an accidental gaze. Even then, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turned his head to the other direction. So that nobody comes in the 20th century now and says, our hearts are clean. We're sitting here with this woman, but our hearts are clean. That's what you hear nowadays. Tell a man, this man, my dil saaf. Agar aapka dil saaf hota, then you wouldn't be sitting here. You will realize, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala says, تَسْأَلُهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ ذَلِكَ أَطْهَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِهِنَّ. Regarding who? Regarding the Azwaj Mutahharat, the pious wives of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. فَسْأَلُهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. He says who? The Sahaba, who are the most purest of people who came. خَيْرُ أُمَّةِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of people are the people of my era. When they came, Allah Ta'ala tells them that after Mubarak wives of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from behind the veil. ذَلِكَ أَطْهَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِهِنَّ. This is more pure for your hearts and for their hearts also. Their hearts was already pure, but to see, to ensure that people in that zamana mustn't come like us and say that, no, our hearts are very pure. Hearts are pure. Shaykh will say, لیکن تمہارے پیجامہ خراب ہو جائے گی. Hearts تو پاک رہیں گے. So میں آگئے لیکن وہ ناپاک ہو جائیں گے. Allah Ta'ala has kept an inclination of men, women towards men, and men towards women, especially the men towards women. So the third person, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, there when you are sitting that woman, third person is shaitan. Maybe your secretary also. Third person is shaitan. How many times you hear the man got married to his secretary? Sitting alone there, he's making hisab kitab, and then he gives her a lift, then he takes her, and after that he gets married. You tell him, what is the answer? Bhai, what is the answer? Islam allows you four nikahs, man. That is the answer. So I have to tell the man, four nikahs are allowed in Islam. Four nikahs are allowed, but all those things that happened before that was allowed. To sit with your secretary alone, to take her for a ride, to drop her, that was allowed. No. So then how come he came to the four? There are many people. My father-in-law had two wives. Many of our elderly folks had two wives. One great buzug had mentioned, is zamana mein, dusri nikah karna, Allah Ta'ala save us all. Eh? You all talk about it, isn't it? Mawlana Umar Jir Rahmatullah used to say, wo log jo iski baatein karte hain, wo kabhi nahin karenge. And you start this topic when you're sitting, everybody adds this couple of pence, eh? Yeah, there's that. Those people never get married. Wo baaton mein khush hai. They get happy just by talking about it outside the home. Going to the home, they won't be allowed to talk about it. So they'll never get married. The people who get married, quietly they go and they get married. Those people used to get married not because of their eyes. They saw somebody that looked beautiful, they got married to her. Secretary was beautiful, they got married to her. You'll never end up. If you keep looking, don't safeguard your eyes, you'll never end up. There's always beauty above beauty. There'll be one better beautiful than you. So many kissed that one lady was walking, person turned around and said, I love you. He said, you love me? Look at my sister, she's more beautiful. He turned around, she gave him a smack. Just now you said you love me, now you're looking for somebody that's more beautiful than me. See, so, how we got onto this topic, huh? Maybe somebody had it in his mind. Number seven. Yeah, safeguarding the eyes. So Sheikh mentions that you'll get the halawat of iman in your heart. So somebody mentioned to Sheikh, our Sheikh was a specialist in this field. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us to feel. This challenge remains till the day we leave this dunya. Till the day we leave this dunya. And especially in this zamana. The more we go into this zamana, the more yaqeen. And Hazrat used to make this his topic every day. Imagine, every day. And some people would say, Akim Akhtar Sahib, we've got nothing to talk about. He says, you know, when there's ta'un, when there's plague, then everybody gets busy to make ilaj of that plague. Even that compounder, the person who's working for the doctor, he's also taught how to give the vaccine for that plague, for this plague. That was in his zamana. Today, open your cell phone, open a newspaper, go out in the street, get a magazine. Every place, left, right and center, same. Woman is exposed. Everywhere. People are selling tires, woman is exposed. People are selling beans, woman is exposed. Woman is there with a bikini. This is the ploy of the West. We were just talking now on the table in the afternoon. One alim just came from India. He says, Mona, you know here, says they hi-fi and all that. He says, every Tom, Dick and Harry, man, child, oh God, that hi-fi and everything. Here, I don't know how much you pay for one gig. There is 12 rupees. 12 rupees, just over the 2 rands to pay for that. So one alim said, yes, this is deliberate. So all of them can fall into the trap of the cell phones. And from the cell phones, from you can go from here to only Allah knows where. The most evil of places that you can think of if you are not careful. So safeguarding the eyes, whether you're in the masjid, whether you're in the marketplace, whether you're in the airport. Some people told our Sheikh, yeah, this is what we're talking about. Hazrat, it's a bahut mushkil kaam hai. Bahut mushkil kaam hai, because everywhere you go, outside you go to the shop, you go to the shop, so many places, you know, there's evil woman, etc. So the Sheikh said such a beautiful answer. He said, har jagah par jo hai na, halawati imani ki dukane lagi hui hai. Everywhere, there's shops and malls of halawat imani, of the sweetness of iman. You went to the first place of the world, you put your head down, you got halawat imani. You got the sweetness of iman. From the time you leave your house to the time you get to your shop, you safeguarded your eyes 50 times. You got halawat, sweetness of iman, 50 times. So easy, so easy it is. If you know the benefit of doing it, and you must believe. And one alim used to say, ajeeb thing. You say, ya Mawana, what you must do is, at that moment, make a dua to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm moving my gaze just to please you, ya Allah. Accept this request of mine and see how your duas are accepted. When Gari Buzug used to say, just make dua at that time. Ya Allah, I'm saving my gaze just because of your pleasure, just because of your fear. Oh Allah, accept this dua of mine and see how your duas are accepted. So Hazrat used to mention that this is a good fortune. That Allah has put so many shocks between you and the workplace that you halawat, and He says, on namaz there's no promise of halawat imani, that you get the sweetness of iman. On zikr also there's no halawat imani, but on this is halawat imani. Why? They say, our Hazrat was a specialist. They said, he had a PhD, master's degree in this. He should say, because, listen carefully, he should say, because. One person in Canada told me, it's a very strange thing, you know. He told me, Moana, jo maza na dekhne mein hai, wo dekhne mein nahi hai. The joy you get in not looking, that is outweighs much more than the joy of looking at that person. The joy of not looking. So Hazrat used to mention that why? Why is it so much reward? Hazrat says that this can only be done if the heart instructs the eyes. The heart is the king of the body. The heart instructs, that's why they say the heart is rectified, the whole body will be rectified. إذا حسنت حسن الجسد كله. ألا وهي القلب. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said إذا fit of flesh in the body, if that is good, entire body is good. If that gets bad, entire body is bad. What is that? ألا وهي القلب. That is the heart. So he says, this has come from where? The command has come to the eyes from the heart. That lower your gaze. The heart commands the eyes. Lower your gaze. And the heart is like the king of the body. And he says, when the king carries out some good action, then he is paid in proportion to his status. King does something that is very great and very high. King is very high. He's the king of the country. So he gets paid in proportion to his status. So the king of the body is the heart. And the heart instructs the eyes. Ke niche dekho, nazar pher do. This comes in the hadith. Nazar pher do. Niche dekho comes in the Quran. And our Hazrat says the third one, jab samne aage to nabina ho gaya. Jab samne se guzar gaye to bina ho gaya. In other words, close your eyes. You've got shutters. For ears, you've got no shutters. For the eyes, you've got shutters. Come in front, close your shutters. Close your shutters so that you don't see what is evil. Jab samne aa gaya, na bina ho jao. Jab samne se guzar gaya, bina ho jao. Come from the front of you, then start looking again. So Hazrat says that because the king carries out this action, that's why it's paid in proportion to the person that carried out the action. So that's why you get halawati imani, the sweetness of iman. So such an easy thing, such an easy method, Allah gives the tawfiq and himmat. And Mawlana Abraul Haq Sahab went even further to say, he says, when you leave your home, then there's two or three intentions you can make. One is qasd-e-nazar. Allah Pak save us. That I'm going to go out and I'm going to perceive the beauty of these people, of the woman around me. One person, when I was sitting in a jamia, had phoned me, and I think in all innocence, indeed, that he was a revert. He says, Mawlana, I look at this woman and I admire the qudrat of Allah. How beautiful. This one, mashallah. Look at that one, even more beautiful. I think it was a rebirth, so he didn't know, you see. So somebody asked our akabir also this question. You see this woman, hey, what a beautiful woman, ya Allah. What qudrat you got. Man, look at the beauty of this woman. See another woman, oh, subhanallah, she's more beautiful than this one. So I'm admiring the qudrat of Allah, and we are told to admire the qudrat of Allah. See? So, qurban jaya akabir par, you know, what samaj and fame Allah Ta'ala had given them. So that alim gave him the reply, he says, that qudrat that you admire of Allah Pak in your wife, in your child, in the flowers, in the mountain, in the sceneries, in the birds around you, that qudrat is nuri. That qudrat is nuri. It will create nur in yourself, etc., because you're pondering over the qudrat of Allah. This qudrat is nari. It will take you towards the nar, take you towards the fire of Jahannam. This is something that Allah and His Rasul has stopped you from. So you can't admire this qudrat. This is nari. It will take you towards the fire of Jahannam. So this is not a qudrat to admire. This is the place where to restrain yourself and save yourself. Don't say that your hearts are clean, etc. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says, يَغُدُّوا بِالْأَبْصَارِهِمْ كُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا بِالْأَبْصَارِهِمْ. So the sixth number that a person does this, inshallah he'll be saved. He'll leave this dunya with iman. He'll leave this dunya with iman. That iman will remain with him. Mullah Al-Qa'i Rahmatullahi Muhadith mentioned that when the sweetness of iman enters the heart, doesn't leave the heart. And the seventh thing our Shaykh Rahmatullahi mentioned is to have love for the Ahlullah and to frequent their gatherings. People are going out in the path of Allah. Who's got the love? What amount of love of Allah? You don't know. Great saint or wali comes to your gathering. Sometimes you don't even understand the language you go and sit down in this gathering. Why? It's a majlis of pious people, majlis of Ahlullah. And what happens? Allah Ta'ala's mercy keeps coming down on the people of the people who are Ahlullah. And you are sitting around them, you will also get some of it. You also get some of it. One of the murids of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Ramtosh, she said very strangely there in Karachi. He says, aap jo hai na, Hazrat ki jumbo jet mein apni seat ki booking kara lo. Hazrat ka jo jumbo jet hai na, iske saath aap bhi apne seat ka booking kara lo. To aap saath ho jayenge. Book your seat also on the jumbo jet of Hazrat, so you can be with him inshallah. And you can go with him in Jannah also. Have love for him. Have love for the Ahlullah. Frequent the gatherings of the Ahlullah. And for this, our Hazrat mentions that riwayat. It comes, I think, in Bukhari Sharif as well. The people are sitting there making a zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talking about Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the end, Allah ta'ala forgives them all. So the farista says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, there was a certain person that came here. He came here to get the keys from Dr. Saab. He came here to ask Farooq bhai some masla. He came here to meet Rafiq bhai. He didn't come here for the majlis. He just sat down because people were sitting here. So he says, Allah ta'ala says, Humul qawmu la yashqa bihim jaleesuhum. This is such a gathering, such a nation, that whoever sits with them, he is not deprived. Allah ta'ala doesn't deprive this person. Some person comes ikraman. Because of the ikram of that buzruq, of that pious person, Allah ta'ala forgives them all. They are with him, they are walking with him. And that's what we do. What do we do? One Hazrat came, or Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah has come, for example, and with him there are 5-6 people that are with him. We'll feed those people with the same food that we fed him. We'll make them sit down in the same place that Hazrat came. Why? They are the khadims of Hazrat Rahmatullah. So we will treat them in the same manner. Some rewires it comes that the first person to enter Jannat will be Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then it will be the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the question arises, the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they'll enter before the other anbiya. Said no. Some rewires it mentioned, first Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the other anbiya sallallahu alaihi wasallam enter, then the ummatis. Some said no. The ummatis will enter as ummatis, not as nabis and rasuls. Then the other anbiya sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come. So they will also enter as paradise. But their maqam will be different. Like Shaykh's maqam is different, the Khadim's maqam is different. But they get the same treatment. The same food we cook for the Shaykh, we give for them also. So the barakat and rahmat that comes out on the Shaykh, on the pious person, comes out on the people around them as well. So we should try and frequent the gatherings of the pious people, try and be with them, have love for them, you know. Whenever we hear a name of a pious person, make dua for them, Allah give barakat in their homes, in their lives, etc., in their work, etc. It will be far away from us. But as long as we have love for them, then, and we should sit and ponder on the akabir of this ummah. When last did we take the name of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the greatest ummati and a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose iman is put on one side of the scale, and the iman of the entire ummah is put on the second, that side, can never equal the iman of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That person, that the 8 doors of paradise will call out his name. When last did we take his name? Take his name and we make Isale Sawab specifically. Take his name, O Allah, the Khulafai Rashidin, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sahibu Fil Ghar, the companion of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the cave, the companion of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before Nubuwat, one of the first persons to accept Nubuwat, who spent his entire life in the service of Nubuwat, his wealth, his prestige, his honor, everything. He left his home and everything. Person that was in the Ghar, he endangered his life with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the cave, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. First person to pass away after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to join him in his qabr, next to his qabr, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Person that will stand up first on the day of judgment after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ibrahim sallam, etc., will be Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Such a great sahabi. Well, how often do we think of him? Think of him every day when making isale sawab. Ya Allah, the Khulafai Rashidin. Ya Allah, the Ashra'i Mubashara. Ya Allah, the Badriyin. Ya Allah, those people, Ashabu Shajara. Ya Allah, those people that accepted Iman before Fateh Makkah. Ya Allah, those people that accepted Iman after Fateh Makkah. Oh Allah, the Fuqahai Izam, Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah, Imam Shafi Rahmatullah, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmatullah, and all the other Aimma. Oh Allah, Muhaddisin, Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Imam Tirmizi, Imam Ibn Abu Dawood, Imam Ibn Majah, and Imam Tahawi, and all the others. Think of them. Think of all the Mashaykh from that time. From Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh, right up to our time, our Mashaykh, think of them, our relatives, our friends, our asatizahs. Take their name, how long does it take? And as I mentioned, according to Haji Imdadullah, everybody gets the full reward. So these were the 7 prescriptions our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh mentioned. Azan is taking place, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. There are other things also like sadaqah, etc., also saves you from an evil death. Make tawbah istighfar from sin, so that sin doesn't become an impediment between you and certain kalima before we leave the dunya. Allah Pak, take us away from the dunya with iman.